You may have heard of the Toronto man David Ayers, who donned an NHL jersey this past weekend. At the age of 42, he filled in as goalie for the visiting Carolina Hurricanes. How'd he do? Here, take a listen, courtesy of Sportsnet.
Here he is in a National Hockey League game in the middle of a playoff race for a team that desperately needs the points. But can't get the puck right over the line, and Ayers makes a lovely save off Zach Hyman. Faces a shot, makes the save. Keep the puck, David. You've just got a National Hockey League victory. 6-3 Carolina. Oh, man, look at that reaction.
Ayers helped the Hurricanes beat his hometown Maple Leafs. During the day, Ayers drives a Zamboni as a manager at a nearby sports complex. But for 41 games each year, he's what's called an emergency backup goaltender. You'll find one at every Major League Hockey game ready to take the ice in case of injury to a goalie on either team. Our next guest was that guy for the Arizona Coyotes for 3 years. Nate Schoenfeld is a former ASU hockey player who hung up his backup goalie gear in 2018. Nate, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what was it like to see an emergency backup goalie not only enter a game, but actually help win the game against his hometown team?
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible story. I was actually at the Coyotes game Saturday night, and I was looking through Twitter and started seeing the story unfold, and I was watching the highlights as they happened, and it was just incredible to see somebody actually get in there and have to make some meaningful saves for the win.
Did that ever happen to you when you were in this position for the Coyotes?
No, luckily it didn't.
Wow. You
know? I mean, as great as Dave's story turned out, you never know how yours would be. For me, when I got called on, I sat on the bench for 3 periods, watched the game from ice level. The Coyotes did win that night, so it made the story great and a lot of fun. But I just enjoyed the view from down low.
Right.
Nate, what's the prep like for that, though? I mean, knowing that it didn't actually happen for you, but I mean, so one of those things, I guess it's not like being a relief pitcher in baseball because those guys usually get in the game at some point. What's it like mentally to prepare for that?
Right. Yeah. Well, so, you know, when I started 2015, 2016 season, I was just put on a list and they needed, you know, a goalie in Phoenix who could sub in for either team. And the Coyotes asked me if I was okay to be on the list. I said, sure, why not? And we all kind of joked it would never happen. Yeah, but sure enough, you know, halfway through the season, I got called on and driving to the rink, because at the time you didn't actually have to be in the rink. I was home with my family and, we were giving the boys a bath, driving to the rink, the adrenaline was definitely going. I remember just trying to get dressed and my hands are shaking as I'm putting my skates on. And then a calm came over me as I got out to the ice for some odd reason. I never felt like I was going to go in. I just sat there and I enjoyed the game and I watched it from ice level, got to celebrate with the guys when they scored the goals and celebrate afterwards in the victory.
So, I mean, this seems like such a nice idea, I guess, from my point of view, that there's a goalie there just in case for either team. It isn't even necessarily for one or the other or for your home team. What if you had to go in and play for the other guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think people start talking about that now. You watch Dave's story, and he's a Toronto guy who practices with the Maple Leafs and their farm team, knows a bunch of them, and then has to go in and play against them. And you know, there's some concern that, you know, is there a hometown guy out there who's just going to let in a bunch of goals? But I think you all take pride in, you know, the opportunity you get, and you relish in that moment, and you're going to try, you know, your best to do whatever you can to stop the puck. And as soon as you get in with a team, whether it's your hometown team or you look at the way Carolina embraced Dave, you feel like you're part of that team. And I think that's the way Dave felt, is Carolina brought him in. The guys told him, you know, don't worry if you give up 10 goals. You know, we're going to have fun tonight. And he said he relaxed and just enjoyed the game.
Nate, last one for me. I'm a sports radio and TV junkie. So, of course, some of the criticism is, mm-hmm. What kind of sport is this where a guy can come out and play for either team?
Right.
That makes no sense. So, I mean, how do you respond to something like that?
I kind of agree. You know, it's such a unique spot to have it, you know, but it's probably one of the only sports where you're not going to have those extra roster guys. Like you said, the relief pitchers, you have a few of them back there. You know, and when they get to the bottom, they throw a first baseman in sometimes. You can't throw a defenseman or, you know, a forward in goal and say, here's the gear, stop the puck and don't get hurt. You know, and that's the fear, is if you throw in a guy who's not prepared to play goalie, he gets in there and maybe he gets hurt and you're losing someone that's more valuable to you in the long run. So you get somebody that's trained to be a goalie. you know, you hope they do their best. And a lot of us, you know, we skate with the teams, we know some of the players. So there's a comfort level. You've seen shots that are similar to that level. And I think any of us that get called on, if you get in there, you know, you just try your best and hope it works out well.
All right. That is Nate Schoenfeld, former emergency backup goalie for the Arizona Coyotes. Nate, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks.